Good afternoon, music fans. It is 3 o'clock, and you're listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth, 106.1 FM. It's Portsmouth Community Radio. And we're going to take a break from what we just had for a long time here. We're going to get on something new, brand new. This is The Underworld, a weekly show where we listen to, talk with the great local bands that we have in the area. This background music that I've got going right now is by El Capitan, which is El Capitan is Kirk, the bassist of Spawning Echoes. It was on the show last week, and we'll have them on again in the future here. Still waiting on our guest to show up. I just got a phone call from them, and they're lost. Hey, guys. Follow the sound of my voice. You'll get here eventually. We're going to start off the music today with my buddies from Bottoms Up. This song is Freight Train. Freight Train by Bottoms Up from their first CD. I believe it's their first one, Whiskey Down. And we're going to, well, I'm going to move right into one by last week's guest, Spawning Echoes. Today's guest on the show is going to be Memory Box. And again, they're lost. Hi, guys. Follow the sound of my voice. So, this is Spawning Echoes. This song is Let It Flow.
Coming to get you.
Hey, we've finally got a guest in the studio. Let me turn his mic up here. I got one of them. This number two right here. Hey, Brett, how you doing?
What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
Good. You got to get right up to the mic. Otherwise, okay. You lose all the bass and you sound like a sissy.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Good.
All right. Oh, cool. On my way.
All set? All better?
All set.
All right. Well, Brett is from Memory Box. They're my studio guest today. So that sounds kind of weird. Guests in the studio. That's what I'm trying to say.
Rock out.
And they're going to be playing some live music for us a little bit later, yeah. Acoustically even. So that should be awesome. I was going to say something.
What were you going to say, Mike? What were you going to say?
I'm thinking about it. See, my brain goes in these stops and starts. Kaylee, the hard-rocking maiden of metal of WSCA, isn't here today.
Rock on, Kaylee.
She's going to have to hear this on the podcast because she's working. And we got a phone call, but I can't answer that for a minute because I'm still talking here. Well, Kaylee and I and my youngest daughter, Jessica, went to the Seacoast Metal Fest on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that was with Windowpane and Mongrel, right?
It was Windowpane, Mongrel, yep. Brett's wearing a Mongrel t-shirt. We've got some Mongrel we're going to play later on today.
Rock on.
Also saw Q. Have you seen Q?
Yes, we've actually played with Q.
Oh, they put on a great show.
The old Bomb Shelter days, actually, when that place was still around.
We played
with them. Yeah, at a Wretched Asylum, actually.
Wow.
That was a show.
they put on an amazing show.
Right.
It was really great. And who else did we see? Two-Sided Season. It's the second time I've seen them.
Cool. We played with them last summer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like them a lot. We're going to play them a little bit later on. Saw Through the Walls.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, heavy.
Yeah,
those guys are heavy.
Yeah.
Great show. They don't have any recorded music yet, so
yeah.
So as soon as those guys get some, they're going to shoot it over to us and we'll play that. So there's going to be quite a few bands that we play today that came from the Seacoast Metal Fest.
Sweet.
And people who didn't go to it, shame on you. You got no excuse. It was in Dover.
Shame on
come
you.
On. You only had to drive to Dover, and it was an awesome show. So this next song is by Q, and for those of you who haven't heard Q, you got to check them out. Check them out live. The show was visually just stunning.
Yeah.
Musically, it was incredible, and I can't say enough good things about the show they put on. It was just really great. So make sure I'm hitting the right button here, and let's listen to Q. This song is What Am I? Okay, or it would be if I knew what I was doing. Try putting up the right CD player here. Now we'll try it again. Well, I messed that all up. This is Two-Sided Season with Cyanide Razor Blade. That CD is Cyanide Razor Blade. The song is Ender.
Power deep within me will help me find my way.
survive on my hate. From the power deep within me, will help me find my way.
So I made a mistake a minute ago, because I'm an idiot. That was, I said it was going to be Q and I lied. It was actually Two-Sided Season from their CD Cyanide Razorblade. That song was Ender, and they played at the Seacoast Music Festival, and they flippin' rocked. That was an awesome show. I guess we better look at the weather, because you always got to talk about the weather. But we'll do it at least with some groovy tunes in the background. Again, this is El Capitan. Kirk Bartholomew from Spawning Echoes put this together. And since he's Kirk, he got the nickname Captain Kirk, El Capitan. It's just kind of a whole flow of consciousness thing, I guess. I don't know. But if this music doesn't mellow you out, nothing will. Okay, so tonight, patchy fog, low 57. Tomorrow, high of 79 on a sunny day. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 60. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. Well, let's try that again. Backing it up. Tomorrow night's partly cloudy. And Thursday would be a slight chance of thunderstorms. I'm giving up on the weather. That's just not working. Oh, man. I'm just gonna groove for a second. Yeah. You know, I was listening to my recordings of our past shows, and I realized I don't act anything on the air like I really do in real life.
Do in reality.
I know that's got to change. Cause truth is, I'm sarcastic. I'm cynical. I don't like people all that much.
And bald.
And I'm very bald. And I haven't made it clear to everybody yet, but I am the authority on all that rocks. I am the professor of rockology.
Doc Rock.
You can think of me as your Yoda. Horns up, y'all. If you have any questions about why something rocks, just ask me and I'll give you an answer, because I can tell you. People think that the music is subjective. I know exactly what rocks and I know why it rocks, and I can tell you on if it actually rocks, I can tell you why. Motley Crue rocks so hard. Yeah, you got to say that into the mic.
Why does Motley Crue
right
rock
into it?
So
got to say it loud.
All right, I'm sorry. Why does Motley Crue rock so loud?
Motley
so
Crue rocks so hard. It all starts with them, with the attitude. They've always had an attitude that just it's just, hey guy, that's the attitude. I just got waved a single finger by my buddy Guy, and that's the attitude of Motley Crue.
I told my mother the other day that girls, girls, girls with the anthem to my life.
Oh, she loved that.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, so the reason, you know, Motley Crue, they've always had that hard edge. They've always done their music in a drop D, which gives it just a real dirty, grungy, grimy kind of feel. And that is why Motley Crue rocks. And go ahead, hit me again. Oh, hang on. Okay, do it again. No, you're all set.
Okay, I got a better question. Why do people think Nirvana rocks?
That's a better
question right there.
Well, okay. Now, the reason that people think Nirvana rocks is because Nirvana was the beginning of something. Well, it was their first exposure to something new, and that was the Seattle sound. And they came out. Yeah, guys making noises and walking away. I'm explaining why, Guy.
The Seattle sound is Alice in Chains.
Absolutely, but see, the question was, why do they think that Nirvana rocks?
I don't know why.
Well, it was something that was right on the beginning. we've got a phone call here. I'm gonna take it, and we're gonna scare whoever it is. Hang on. Hello, WSEA. You're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Hey, who have we got?
It's Chris. Is Brett there?
Brett, he is. He's right here with
me. Right here.
Oh, hey, man.
Is this Wagner?
Yeah, it's me.
What's going on, man?
Nothing really.
Well, we're hanging out in Portsmouth with it's Chris Wagner from Dave just pops in. Is that Chris from R4E?
It's my band, Synthesis here.
Rock on, Synthesis.
Hey, you guys have any recorded music, man?
Yeah, we're gonna have a recording set soon.
Sweet. Whenever you get them, and for any other bands that are out there, when you get your recordings together, go on my website, www.underworldrock.com, shoot me an email, we'll get me the music, and I'll get you on the air. That's what we're here for. So Synthesis, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Where are you guys out of? What town are you guys based in?
Sorry, they're being too loud, but...
Londonderry.
Londonderry. Yeah. We're New Hampshire boys. Great.
Yeah, New Hampshire.
Awesome. Well, as soon as... get it to me. Email it to me, underworld@underworldrock.com. Or, if you got an MP3 of it, send me a disc. If you email me, I'll give you an address to send it to.
Okay.
And we'll get you all hooked up.
Sounds good, man.
Cool.
Word.
How's it going?
Word.
Anything else you want to say to these guys?
Hmm?
Is there anything else you want to say to these guys?
I just want to say I'm happy for you guys. And hold on, everyone wants to say something.
Sweet, sweet.
Hold on.
Hey! What's going on, boys? Have fun.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
See you. Bye.
All right. Well, we'll we'll move back to some music here. And I'm going to actually play the song that I promised a minute ago. This is What Am I by Q, and we'll be back in a few minutes with Memory Box. Well, that was good. I've had the mics on the entire time. Boy, I hope I haven't said anything I shouldn't have said. Boy, today is just, it's not going so smoothly.
Yeah. First, we're late.
Well, that's the least of the problems if I can't even turn off a mic when I need to. They'll take that out of my pay. Boy, I don't get paid anything. Phew, that's a good thing.
Hmm.
I don't know. Hey, that last one was Q, the song What Am I?
Rock on.
And accompanying vocals was pretty much all of us just talking about what we're going to do next. So I hope everybody enjoyed that. You know, both of you that are listening. That's going to have to come out in of the recording when we make the movie someday. We're going to move on with a little more music. I've got the guys from Memory Box in the studio with me here. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Yo.
Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be hearing some live music from them in just a little bit, and we're going to hear a recording of them playing live here in a moment. But first, we're going to do one by Vegas Temper. This is Craving. I remember to turn the mic off this time.
Crawling!
not having much luck with these mics, guys. Hey, this is The Underworld. I'm Mike, and this is Memory Box. Hey, Memory Box.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, three of us.
Three. We got three out of four.
Here, Dave.
Come on, Dave. Get in here.
Hey, Dave's here.
Dave,
on
radio, dude.
So what's going on with you guys these days? I saw you. Let me back up a little bit. I saw you guys at Reflections.
Yep.
And let's see. That day, there was Windowpane. There's you guys. There's 12 Tone Row
and Dropshift.
And Dropshift. Yeah, and I missed Dropshift. And and I was kind of bummed that I did.
Yeah, they were good.
But So that's where I bumped into you guys and started talking to you. And we've had this planned for a few weeks here.
Yep.
And I always have to give out information on where people are and how to get a hold of the bands and everything. So,
yep.
So what's going on with you guys then?
Well, obviously we got this going on right now.
There's a big feather in your cap. Yeah.
We're going to be in the Encore at the Nashua Telegraph. It's like a sub thing.
It's like
Encore.
a little insert thing.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Yeah, we're going to be in that. We got a big article we did a couple weeks ago.
Is that in the Sunday paper? Is that
a Thursday?
Thursday paper.
Yep.
Okay, so Thursday's Nashua Telegraph.
Yep.
Cool.
We get the if we can do it. We're still kind of working out some finer points, but we've got the Bodog Battle of the Bands coming up on the 21st at the Middle East in Cambridge.
Cool.
After that. We just got the 25th and the 26th, right? 25th and 26th. 25th at Club Drifters in Nashua and the 26th at the Dover Brickhouse with our good pals, Windowpane.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
An hour pass. Those guys are cool. I've seen them live.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm working on getting them on the show. We'll see if it actually works out.
Who? Hour pass? Yeah, they're really cool. Yeah. Really good guess.
Cool. Well, I might have to get to that show.
Word.
So,
word,
y'all.
Yo, you. Flavor.
So let's play some of your music.
Cool.
What have we got here?
This one's Slowly Breaking. This is.
And this was recorded live at the Sad Cafe?
Sad Cafe, yep.
All right. Here we go.
Up and down and over and over, I feel it deep inside. Burning within me and outside too. I've got this part of me that's slowly breaking down. Piece by piece it all slips down. And I don't know why. There's all I have to go. Breaking down, seeing double visions, the sense of shiver down my spine. That pathetic bit I'm feeling through. What the hell do I do? Hearing it all the same from different points of view. Tell me. And I don't know why. The sun has to go. And I don't understand why I'm so near breaking down. And I don't know why. The sun has to go. And I don't understand why I'm so there breaking.
want me to hear your voice inside cafe. Let me know you're alive. All right, all right.
Hey guys.
Yo.
we're still having a conversation, yelling at back and forth at each other here as I'm turning the mics on. So that was Memory Box, my guest in the studio with man, I'm losing songs now.
Slowly breaking.
I've only heard that song about 3,000 times, and I listened to it like 4 or 5 times today at work, at my real job.
Okay.
And
yeah, it's very nice to know.
Yeah, and
we have a listener.
Yeah. Hey.
Yay, listeners! Yay!
So we're feverishly trying to get set up to have Memory Box play some live tunes for us, and that's going to be coming in the next hour, in the 4 o'clock hour. In the meantime, I want to remind everybody, all the headbangers, that tonight at 10 o'clock, every Tuesday from 10 till 2, we have... Man, the phone keeps on. Yeah, we have a call. The phone keeps distracting me, and boy, my mind just goes everywhere. You know what? I'll come back to this conversation in a minute. We're going to play another one by Q. This is called Beautiful Liar.
Society for free world.
gotta apologize to Mark Pruitt. Tried to talk about Black Knight Black Knight Meditations a minute ago, and got distracted and just completely lost the thread of thought in my head. But I wanted to remind all the headbangers about Black Knight Meditations. Black Knight Meditations is a heathenish foray along the shining path. Aural ruminations of black, death, speed, thrash, gothic, doom, power, prog, shred, and traditional metal that's not broadcast via conventional or commercial airwaves. It's every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And if you want some more information and to take a look at the playlist, then go to www.blackknightmeditations.com. Mark, you should have been at the Seacoast Metal Fest with me on Saturday, because it was awesome and you would have loved so many of the bands on that. Mark's like my one listener, he's the one guy.
Hello,
that
Mark.
Hey, Mark. And he's the only guy that tends to call in, although we've already had a prank call moments ago. Somebody asking what kind of cheese I like.
Damn kids.
Hi, Eric, or hi, Nate. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I think they expected that I was going to put them on and they were going to ask silly questions. But if you're going to ask silly questions, you got to have a better one than what kind of cheese do I like.
Is your refrigerator running?
Is your refrigerator running?
My refrigerator's dead. Oh, I'm sorry. I fooled you.
Put the microphone down.
So, boy. Trying to get my head back together. I don't know what's wrong with me today, but making stupid amateur mistakes, which is kind of okay because I...
Was this amateur?
You know, yeah, something like that.
Shake
it,
bitch.
And as you can hear in the background, and every once in a while they lean up to the mics and say some of the things that they're just goofing around saying here. I've got Memory Box in the studio. Hey, I've got a phone call. We are going to answer this one, and this is probably going to be another prank caller.
Sweet.
Here we go. All right, hang on. Hello, WSCA, you're on the air.
Oh, they
up. Man.
Hey, try again.
Yeah, try again. We'll be happy to...
We're lonely. Please call us.
Yeah, please call.
There's
please,
no one
please,
here.
Please call. So we're going to move on with more stuff that rocks, and you can be certain that it rocks because I friggin' told you it rocks. This next band is Angry Hill. The song is You Can Blame... You know what? I'm messing it up. Hang on. I'm looking. I've got the disc here. There it is. It was one right on top. Yeah, it's You Can Blame. Just like I said. Stop doubting me. Like I said.
I wasn't.
It's from their CD, their second CD, Time to Meet the Stranger.
Nice.
Yeah. So, again, Angry Hill, You Can Blame.
Summer sun. You can blame it on the oceans and the waves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can blame it all on me. You can blame it all on me. Blame it all on me.
So that was Angry Hill with You Can Blame. You can probably hear the drummer warming up in the background, trying to get a mic level, I'm sure.
Yep.
I'm gonna play one more band that's not Memory Box before the end of the hour here. Sorry, guys.
Mongrel.
Well, I've got one that I want to play because this band's really cool. These guys.
Okay.
This guy's band's name is Batteries Release, and their guitarist Chris Mangone is from the area. He's a local kid.
Cool.
But he went and joined the Navy, and he's stationed on the USS George Washington,
yeah.
CVN-73. He is a sailor, and everybody else in this band is also a sailor and is also stationed on the USS George Washington.
We salute you.
Yeah, thanks again for serving, guys. Hopefully they're not out at sea and they can actually hear this, and if not, then they can hear it on the podcast, because I've got to hook these guys up. So when they get back, they can check that out at www.underworldrock.com. So this I'm going to play two songs of theirs back to back here. This is Batteries Release. The first song is March to War. It's an instrumental. And then that moves right into No Escape. And the two songs together, just, I don't know, March to War is a real nice prelude to No Escape.
Sweet.
So here's Batteries Release.
Sweet.